Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi, baby.
Hey, sweetie.
Oh, my God. It's so good to see you, bitch.
Did we not FaceTime yesterday?
You know, Marie, I don't know if you have realized, but you are one of the highlights of many of my days. So whenever I see you, I'm just ecstatic.
Whenever you start talking like this, I feel like you're about to ask me for some money.
No.
Every time.
I'm like, wait. Oh,
she need a loan or something.
Like, no. I watched your video on Instagram yesterday, and it just brought me so much joy. I laughed.
You know, I think that I'm going to do one of those a week.
Mm-hmm.
A little weekly affirmation video for the girls.
Mm-hmm. The girls need it.
Yeah. And then you see I threw a little Sagittarius shade in there.
We love.
But only for the men.
I mean, you did what needed to be done, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could have threw Taurus in there, too. I would have really, really blessed you for that.
Well, a Taurus man has never wronged me.
Mm.
So,
okay.
As far as I know, like, I wasn't worried about the signs back then. And technically still am not. But if a dude tells me he's a Sagittarius or his birthday is in December... I'm gonna walk the other way.
Well, a man never wronged me. A Taurus man never wronged me. Just my mom. So my mom is a Taurus, and I needed that shout out for myself. But anywho, Marie, you have been doing it, glowing, living. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I remember just a week and a half ago we were complaining, and mm-hmm. now you are really. Woo, you see how things change.
Yeah, girl, you know what I'm saying? Yes to dates.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a date last night. The guy was late and dressed terribly.
Mm-hmm.
I have a date tonight. I went on a date this weekend. I'm just, you know, I was on a date the other day and this man asked me for my number and I gave it to him while I was on the date. So, yeah, girl, I'm just out here trying to get Lifetime movie channeled. But also, you know, wear these new outfits and come up with stories for you in the pod.
Yeah, it's really important that you do this, the groundwork for us. You're out here. I definitely was on Instagram, not only capping for you, but many of the women who were having issues with the dates. And I said we have 8 weeks, and literally a weekend, you changed the game. You changed the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I read something yesterday that this girl posted, and she was like, for some reason, like, a lot of women are afraid to make the first move because they think that means, like, it reflects negatively on them that they had to make the first move. But sometimes the first move is just, like, walking up to a dude and starting a conversation or smiling in somebody's direction, and then you let them lead the rest. But she had this whole thing on her Instagram stories about how, yeah, sometimes you get rejected, and I was like, ooh. She was like, but it's a numbers game, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of these men are basically children. So they're like, oh, I didn't know you liked me. Oh, I didn't, you know.
But us too, we have to, the only reason why rejection is so hard for us, because we don't put ourselves out there enough to be rejected. And so I think... if you hear no more often, then it doesn't affect you as much. You know what I mean? Like, we do auditions all the time. We go up for things all the time and we don't get it. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, if anything, I go into it like, I might not get this, but whatever, you know? So that's the same way we got to take it with dating. It's just like, you know, anybody who said no, it legit is their loss.
The no's make you strong, sis.
It does. And so...
And I, for too long, I guess we were very comfortable not being strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of me is still cool with kind of waiting around. But, you know, if you wait around, you get what you get and you can't get upset.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you go to a buffet and you're waiting for somebody to serve you, honey, you're gonna be waiting at that at the beginning of the buffet forever because nobody is serving you. You gotta take yourself and you gotta go there and you gotta try that rice that looks a little random. Oh my god, damn! Hold on, shit. Sorry. You gotta
send you get a phone call.
You right gotta now? Try the mystery yeah. meat. You gotta try the mystery meat sometimes.
Wow, that was Aesop's Fables written by Sydney Washington. If you go to the buffet and you wait for someone to serve you, you're going to be there for the whole shift. Wow, that's the title of the episode.
Thank you.
Wow. Lengthy.
Sydney, I see you. You also very busy. You were in San Francisco living your best life.
I did.
Being a professional comedian for the rest of the summer, I feel like.
I want to thank everybody from the pod who came. Like, they were so happy and just beautiful. I mean, moisturized, edges all there. And they brought people, and the people were like, I don't know this bitch, but my friend told me that I needed to see you. And so I want to thank everybody who came, and everybody asked about you and Andrew, and they were like, we hope that y'all come back or come as well. So just wanted to let you know that y'all were missed and loved and asked about. Because I had people ask me questions at the end. And one person was like, how is Marie in real life? And I was like, what? Excuse me?
What does that question mean?
In real life.
They're like, you're a character on the pod. So they want to know the real you. And I was like, I'm not going to out my friend. I was like, the real Marie is gay. No, I'm kidding. She's actually a lesbian.
Whoops. Happy Pride.
Yay. But yeah, good times. Glad. Hope that we can do a live show very soon, Marie. If this Delta variant doesn't come through and ruin everything.
It's already doing that. Mm-hmm. But True. Soon as outside is like open, then yeah, we'll absolutely be back in these streets performing for you guys.
Thank you, friend.
100%.
Mm-hmm. All right. Should we get into it? This fabulous guest that we have today?
I don't even know if they're ready for this episode.
They're not.
It's well moisturized. It's hydrated. Mm-hmm. It's clear skin.
Yes.
Good teeth.
Yes. Straight teeth, all teeth. Straight teeth, all teeth.
Straight teeth, all teeth. Thank you, Sydney. It's. I think we're gonna have a good time.
Yeah. She is one of the stars of Saturday Night Live, honey. I mean, we love her. We adore her. Mm-hmm. I have a crush on her. And she is our classy, bougie, ratchet expert.
Yeah.
Give it up for Ego Wudong.
No, okay, Woden. You get so stressed. What happens is you get I get stressed out. And then don't say it right. It happens to the best. It happens to the best.
Okay.
But then she tried to say it real fast.
She didn't try to fit it. I'm like, what's she about to say? I know how this usually goes. I had hope though, Sydney. But thank you for the very kind, warm welcome. You gassed me right on up. I'm feeling like I feel good. I'm happy to be here.
Yes.
We want you to feel good. We want you to feel so good that you say things that you didn't plan on saying. Mm-hmm. This is what we want you to do.
Okay. See. Disarm me. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to the press. No. I'm talking to the press, it turns out.
Yeah.
Okay. No, this is a safe space. Let's call it the Black Babysitters Club. This is, you know. Yes. You and Sydney both sitting on the floor in front of the couch. Like,
yes.
It's have casual. To. Yeah. I'm not wearing pants. It's comfortable.
Ego's like, LOLOL. You're like, LOLOL. She's like, sis, I signed contracts. I'm not saying everything. Got it.
Well, you know, some things don't belong on the internet for the public. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be as open as I can be while still protecting the checks.
Yes.
Protect the checks.
And that's where the checks expert. And that's where the class comes in. Because I need to work on that, Ego. Like, how do you hold your tongue in many situations?
You know, I didn't used to hold my tongue when I was younger. I'm from Baltimore. We don't hold our tongues there. but I learned it. I mastered it. I don't know if I've mastered it because every once in a while the Baltimore will jump right on out. She's still in there. But I feel like half the time I'm like, this isn't worth getting into it with someone about. Or if it were personal business, I'm like, there's so many people in the world on the internet listening to this podcast. They don't all need to know my business. Everybody don't need to know my business. So I just think about how many people I don't know that are listening to this, or people I do know that are listening.
And people you know are definitely listening. Uh-huh. They're like, well, you're listening. She thinks she better than me? That's what she's talking about. But that's how I feel now. When I post things in my Insta stories, mm-hmm. I used to know most of the people who watched my stories.
Right.
And now when I look at who's watching, I'm like, oh, I know six of y'all. And everybody else
right.
is a stranger danger.
Right, so. Right, exactly. And it's crazy. It's crazy to see. I'm like, these faces, I don't know you. I don't know where you live. I don't know nothing about you. But I'm not about to give you everything. I can't give you everything. I don't know you. My team, my managers, I drank a bottle of wine for the first time ever by myself. As just like a thing I'd never done. I went on a solo trip in January. And I got very
Wait, where'd
drunk.
You go? Where'd you go?
To the Catskills. Like, it's actually, well, close to the Catskills. I went to a town called Kerhonkson.
Kerhonkson?
Yeah, and I was
class.
Scared.
Class. Class.
Is that class?
I was scared.
Did you eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and that's how you picked
No, so I was trying to find, this is where the class does come into play. Mm-hmm. Airbnbs in upstate New York, I feel like a lot of them don't look great. It's like, why would I leave my home to go stay here? Yeah. Old textiles, the floors look dusty, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And
the
so,
backsplash don't match.
The back, yeah, all of that. So I found this one house that was very nice. It's a little house. And it was in Kerhonkson. So I'm like, and it was available the dates I needed. But I really was like, I'm about to go to Kerhonkson. What is up there? Because it's in the name almost, you know?
Like, yeah.
It sounds like the KKK is right up
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Like, this is our town. We thought about yeah. naming it KKK, but we went with Kerhonkson. So anyway, that's what I went and stayed up there by myself. Had a bottle of wine on my first night because the host left a bottle as a greeting. And I was like, oh, yes, absolutely. You know what? There's a bathtub. I'm about to take a bath and I'm going to have a bottle of wine and I'm going to just turn up by myself. And it really took me out. And my team, it really took me out. I'm not built for that shit. And my sister-in-law was like, you've never had a whole bottle of wine to yourself? And I'm like, no. And I won't be doing it again. I think it's insane that many of you have. But my team was like, I'm surprised you didn't take to social media and like start posting. I was like, I don't know these people. Like, no, I did not. It didn't even occur to me to get on Instagram and start talking to the front facing camera. So there's something Classy. There. There's a part of me that's just like, mm-mm.
I want to work towards that. I want to work towards that.
Have you always been like a private person?
You know, yes. I feel like I used to struggle with vulnerability altogether. So it's lent itself to me being a private person. If I told some people, I said something like 5 years ago to a friend that I did comedy with. I was like, I'm a pretty private person. And he was like, are you? Because I be telling people my business, but it has to be an intimate setting. It's like, I could have just met you, but we're talking. I'm like, I don't really have secrets, but there's just things I don't want the public to know.
You don't have secrets. I don't know if I could trust somebody who says they don't have secrets.
I really don't. I feel like, okay, well, this is the thing. I keep other people's secrets. I don't have interesting business. Like, I don't think my business is interesting. It's not juicy.
You don't have interesting business. Okay, let's unpack that because since you are young and successful and on TV and you've met famous people and you've traveled to places and you saying you don't have
I don't know if it's that interesting, if my business is that interesting. You understand?
You know, I feel the same way, Ego. Okay. Me. Because I'm not only am I like sober, but I'm a lesbian. So it's like I can't be out in the streets like that because we have to anchor on to someone immediately. So it's not like I'm pussy popping on a handstand at the gay clubs. So I feel this exact same way. I live vicariously through Marie and Andrew is tied down now. So like we're literally just going to Marie for the biz.
Okay. Because Marie, it sounds like Marie Marie, based on Instagram, I'm like, Marie has lived a life. Marie is living a life. And I love it. But you, I feel like yours is far richer than mine.
Mm-hmm. As far no, as richer is the wrong word here.
I was about to correct it. As far as content goes.
Well, you know what it is I feel like I get bored very easily. So I have to do things to keep myself from, I don't know, sitting on the internet and comparing my life to other people's.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm not doing things, then all I'm doing is feeling bad about people who are doing things.
Right.
So why not go out and do something interesting? Why not go on a date with the dude with the bad shoes? Why not?
See, I just got open to going on dates for the experience of it. Like, before I was like, these niggas is trying to waste my time. I'm not mm-hmm. going. They can't hold a conversation.
And they are.
Absolutely are. The reality is they are. But if it's mm-hmm. like people who are like, you can't be jealous of me if I'm happy for you, whatever it is, that kind of thing where I'm like, well, you can't really waste my time if I'm like, I'm here for a story and experience. So yeah. I have gotten into, I've started dating again. I went on one bad date, top of 2020.
Tell us about it.
Yes.
Okay. Please. Oh, boy. It wasn't even... Yeah, no, it was bad. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to rank it because I've been on many bad dates, actually. So this isn't the worst of them.
Did you have to pay? Did you have to bring out the NBC card? Or
no, the last date I... My NBC discretionary funds. We ate at the cafe at 30 Rock. No. No. So this one, the last date I went on, I did have to pay, but I knew I was going to have to pay because as soon as I got in this man's car, he was talking about how you have to take out a mortgage to date a certain type of woman. And he was talking about how he didn't have work lined up for the next month or so. No. I said, I'm about to.
As soon as you got in his Honda Accord, what damn kind of car was it?
Well, this was in Italy. And so, so my friend,
and this was it was an Italian man.
It was an Italian man, but this isn't the worst date. This is top of 2020. Okay. I went on this bad date that my pussy had been on hiatus for voluntary, on purpose. It was a decision for some time because again, my time had been wasted and I needed to reassess, evaluate the decisions I was making and how I was getting in these entanglements with these types of men. So
entanglements
indeed. Nothing too messy, honestly, like truly not interesting, just like basic dudes doing dude shit.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I'm in New York. I'm like, it's time for me to start dating. I went out with this dude. Was it the beginning of 2020 or maybe it was the beginning of 2019? I'm trying to remember. Either
it's okay,
way,
girl. Yeah.
Okay. Time doesn't matter. So he seemed fine on the app. We're exchanging. He doesn't know what I do for work at this time, which is fantastic.
It's none of his business.
None of his business. And I was like, oh, he's able to carry a conversation because I've been on dates with dudes who don't know how to necessarily carry a conversation. I'm like, okay, he's asking questions. He's engaging. He's good at texting. I don't like texting, to be really clear here. Like, I might respond to one text message, but when we start doing follow-ups and how are you and how have things been, you're not going to get a response from me. We need to go ahead and pick up the phone and
Voice memo? Can I hit you with a voice memo?
What's tough about the voice memo is that after 30 seconds, my phone does go dark. I have to start the memo over again if it's more than 30 seconds, and then I'm pissed. And now I'm annoyed in this.
Your phone goes dark even if you're using it?
Like, literally, if I'm listening to a voice memo and I, like, put my phone down to be like, great, I'm going to listen to your voice memo and do my thing, the screen goes dark. It locks, and then I have to start your voicemail. So I have to keep either
you know you can change it to.
But
a
I'm
minute.
Not. I don't want.
She
to
wanna do that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm very well aware, but I'm like, people don't need to be sending me voice notes. They don't need to be sending me text messages. If you want to talk to me, call me or FaceTime me. I'm all for a phone call, all for a FaceTime. I was born in the wrong decade or something.
Okay, well, put the phone number in the chat. We'll definitely follow
up. I have a few phone numbers. I'm gonna give y'all the burner.
We will follow up.
I'm gonna give y'all the burner.
I got a couple phone numbers. Some of these shits come through green, but be informed, I do have an iPhone. So if my texts with you are green. If they're green, just know you have the burner.
Okay. You're not on the main phone, the main line.
You're not on the main line.
The side chick phone, got it.
Absolutely. So he shows up to the date. So I also was trying not to drink at the time, not because I had any sort of issue with alcohol, but I was like, trying to, I was like, I don't even love drinking. I didn't start doing it until like actually like turning up until fairly late. And so I'm like, I don't know if I even want to drink. So it's January. I'm like, I think I'm cool on that. So I decide, we agree to go on a date. And then I'm like, shit, I forgot to tell him. He was like, let's get drinks. But it's like the day before. And I'm like, fuck, I forgot to tell him. I'm January. I'm not really drinking. And I was certainly not going to break it for him. Like, it was sort of flexible. Like, if something came up, I might. But I was like, this, I'm not breaking it for this. So I show up. I'm going to have a water. It's a dive bar. But I like nice shit, so you've already sort of lost me. Yep. And so we're at a dive bar in a basement somewhere. And, like,
the floors are sticky.
The floors are sticky. You knew it, Marie. You just know it. And so I'm cool. Listen, I do. I like nice shit, but I'm cool. And, like, if I'm going with my friends, we could pop into a dive bar. If we've been together from some time, like, yeah, let's go to a dive bar. But on the
first date, that's a little sus.
So he.
But Ego, you have to wait. You have to remember that now people are doing pre dates. So they check you out and they go somewhere real low key. And then if it goes well, then they take you to the first date.
But I got, like okay, that. But I need these men
that?
To
I don't like that.
I don't like that shit either. Go ahead.
You said who's doing that?
A lot.
Who do you know that's doing that?
A lot of people.
I have a friend who is very much like the first date with someone on the app. He calls a first encounter. He doesn't even count it as a date. Mm-hmm. He goes, it's a first encounter. We'll get a coffee or a drink, and then go from there. As far as like we'll decide if we see each other again, and then that's formally a date. I don't have time for all that. Like, I don't have time. Let's do this the right way. I'm going to show up. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to be a bad bitch. I'm going to know how to have a conversation. I will charm you, et cetera. Don't do that
to me. Yeah, come correct.
Yeah.
Come correct. But also, don't invite me somewhere. Don't invite me somewhere nasty. You should want to impress me the first time I leave my house for you.
Yes. I mean, yes. So
Did you pull up in Lululemon pants? What was you wearing?
No, I wore I didn't know what kind. I was wearing a black turtleneck and some high waisted jeans. I live in high waisted jeans.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have to and black booties, black heeled booties. Okay, standard. And I walk up to this into this basement, sticky, crazy lights. I'm like, this is insane. But I see him. And he's wiping his nose with the back of his hand. And, like, he stands up. And I was like, this nigga's sick. So he's sick.
He had COVID. It was 2020.
It was January.
Like, no, he had it in 2019.
I think it is January 2020 because I'm, like, piecing it together. I'm like, I think it was January 2020. I think. I was also trying to cut somebody off in January 2020. So I'm, like, trying to remember the timeline here. Anyway, he's, like, wiping his nose. And but he sees me. And he's doing it. He, like, gets up to his nose, back of his hand to his nose. He gets up. The posture is simply not there, and I'm very attracted to posture and good posture, and it just simply wasn't there. Shoulders were a little too hunched for your girl, and I'm trying to.
You're trying to be nice.
I'm trying to be nice. You see me trying to be like, I'm trying to protect. I really am. I'm like, so how do I put this? He's not dressed like what I feel like is an adult man. That's what I'll say.
He had on an elastic waistband.
He had a windbreaker on.
No, it was even that would have been cooler. It was like, I feel like he did his best, but I could tell he's not about to like invest in fashion. He didn't understand aesthetics. Like let's put it that way, right?
He's not going to Kith.
No, absolutely not. And look, you don't need to go to Kith. You could go wherever and sort it out for yourself. You could find a bargain and still look nice. I'm fine with that.
Right.
But he's wiping his nose as I'm approaching. But he sees me. This isn't on some like, oh, he didn't realize I'm there. He's like, gets up, wiping his nose. And we hug. And the hug is limp. And that's also a pet peeve of mine. An absolute pet peeve of mine. Do not hug me if the hug's going to be limp. Don't shake my hand if the hand's going to be limp. Also, don't shake my hand because we're in a pandemic. But honestly, that hug, I go, oh, God. And so I knew at this moment, this is not going to be it. I'm drinking water tonight. He gets a drink. And it's like, even if it weren't like, it was like sugary drinks. I'm like, I wouldn't even do this. I'm a tequila soda.
Oh, what'd he get? He got a sex on the beach?
It was something, you know, it was sweet.
He got a Malibu.
It looked like juice.
A slippery nipple.
Just straight juice. It was some type of red juice. And punch, fruit punch, I don't know. So then he's like, do you want food? But it's a dive bar. The food menu is like,
We got chicken skewers, shrimp skewers. We got, I'm like, we're, and I'm peanuts. Like, no, and peanuts. And I'm like, no, I'm good. And so we are talking, but he's having a hard time. He's not making eye contact with me. He's giving me like head down. Like,
you're beautiful feel, though.
Thank you. And I do feel in retrospect, like he was intimidated, but it's yes. Like, I didn't even give you a full beat today, sir. I came with okay. Just, we didn't even do eyeliner today, sir. We
it's
did
giving no makeup, makeup.
It was no makeup, makeup. And I'm like, if you're intimidated by this, wait till I put the lashes on. Like, this is not, you, there's no reason for you to be intimidated right now. I'm making eye contact. He is not making eye contact. That's deeply unattractive to me, deeply, deeply in my soul. That's giving me, you have no confidence, be it in this situation or period. Yeah. I don't know. But in this, I'm going to need you to have confidence with me. And so
yeah.
He all talking to him was also like pulling teeth. So it mm-hmm. I do know it was a January, which January we don't know. But I said it got to the point where, and I don't like small talk. It got to the point where I was like, so, do you have any New Year's resolutions? I don't give a damn about that shit. I don't care about New Year's. And that's a bad look because those aren't the kinds of conversations I'm trying to have on a first date. And really any conversation, like, what are your New Year's resolutions? I don't care. And he's like, I don't really do all that. I don't. And I'm like, okay, well.
Well, he's maybe like, you I kinda, should, sir. Your resolutions should be dress
better and feel better. And he's like, I try to just get everything done during the year. But I'm committed to like finding a topic that he will talk about because I don't want to make him feel bad. Because within minutes, so Sudie Green gave me great advice after this date when I was recounting this story to her months later. She goes, you don't owe him anything. 30 minutes in, like you knew before 30 minutes in. I mean, when I walked up, I knew it wasn't it. But she's like, you could have just left. She's like, you could have left. But I felt so bad because I can tell this person's lacking confidence. So then I'm trying to like make them feel better about themselves and not like, oh, yeah, if the date is 30 minutes, you know damn well she's not into you. You're going to feel rejected. So I'm like, I don't want him to feel like that. But he is really giving me a hard time. So I find a topic that that gets him talking some. But so we start talking about hip hop. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I make beats sometimes. And yeah. And so I don't want him to listen to this because at the time he didn't know who I was, which I liked. And I think he tried to ask, but he didn't know. He was like, oh, you do comedy. Like, where do you work? I said, Midtown. And then he's like, oh, where? And so he's like, yeah, just like write comedy and like perform it sometimes. But anyway, so. The date ends when we
wait,
get on
question,
hip-hop.
Wait, yeah. Question. Is he beige?
Well, and by beige, mm-hmm. We mean Caucasian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Caucasian. So you're giving, Caucasian. You're saying a Drake, you're a Drake adjacent man.
That we're going to go ahead and say Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Okay. Not, okay. But not, beige. But not as attractive.
Okay.
So he, he's on, we're on hip hop. He's talking about hip hop and he's, I think, delighted that I can hang. Mm-hmm. I could feel that I feel for him. I think like this is something he's passionate about, but I think he also had the like preconceived notion that like, I don't know, girls aren't probably into that stuff. So I was able to, he just truly, this man, I cannot. So we figure that out. But while we're talking, we get to talking about Joe Budden's podcast. And I was like, oh, I've been to Last Lap a bunch of times, whatever. And I was like, I didn't know until a friend came to visit me in town that they talk about it on Joe Budden's podcast. And he says to me, yeah, another place they talk about on his podcast is Catch Steak. And so I'm sitting here like, I'm fucking hungry. I look good tonight. I put on the makeup again, no makeup makeup. And so I'm listening to him and I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm leaving you and I'm going to go to Catch Steak by myself for a table for one. And so... Mm-hmm. I basically ran away from him at the end of the date. At the end of the date, I'm like, okay, let's close out, whatever. And then we're leaving. He's like, we should grab Greek food sometime because I said I like Greek food. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, hit me up on the app. Now, you know, after a first date, if the girl is like, hit me on the app, hit me on the app, I won't even give you my contact. You know, exactly. It's bad. So I see a cab, I hail it quickly. Like I am in the street, like, yeah, hit me up on the app. And then I
running
tell
away.
Running away from him. And then I tell the driver to take me to Catch Steak. And I enjoy
And if he wants to join you, he can.
The driver?
Yeah.
No, he couldn't. No, he could not. No, he could not. I was done babysitting niggas for the night. So,
Wow.
So cut to you cooking a cap steak, and this man with the bad outfit also
shows
now,
up.
Now, Ego, do you think that is bougie, like not being able to be at a dive bar, wanting to be at a nice restaurant, wanting the guy to dress up, like?
I didn't even need him to dress up. Just dress like you, like he could have been in.
Just dress better.
Yes, he could have literally been in jeans and a t-shirt, but like just dressed better. Like you didn't. Mm-hmm. But it's where he's at in his life, and it also let me know that I'm like, that's where you are in your life, and we just kind of, we move differently. And so mm-hmm. there isn't a connection in that regard at all, because I'm like, oh, I would have tried to impress. I also wouldn't have like made this woman carry the entire conversation.
Oof, yeah.
I also would have made eye contact. You know, she is trying here. She is pulling teeth. So the date ended up being 2 hours because I was like, no, we're going to get you to talk.
Ego. Yeah. Oh my now that's God. You. That's too on much you, boo.
That's on sacrifice. You, boo. It's too much. Mm-mm. I did too much. Mm-mm. I went too hard.
And you drinking water for two hours.
2 hours. Two hours doing all the work, and hydrating. I was like, absolutely not. And that made me put my pussy on hiatus all over again. I was like, I will not be. I said, this is what's out here. I will not be out with these men.
It's nasty out here.
It's nasty. Listen, it's a jungle.
Well, that's ratchet. That's ratchet being on a 2 hour date. No, that is damn ratchet. Well. But that's,
listen, J. Cole has a line that is, my girl bougie still do ratchet shit. And that's me. That's actually me. I am bougie, but I still do ratchet shit. And I enjoy ratchet shit from time to time.
Listen, this, let me tell you, let me give you an out.
Okay.
The next time you go on a date like this.
Okay.
So I was on a date last night and it was similar. He showed up, he had on like Nike shiny sweatpants, yellow socks. The t-shirt had a lion on it. I said,
Okay.
And they had like a over shirt blouse thing. Mm-hmm. I scheduled my Uber to pick me up.
Girl, listen. I scheduled my Uber.
Wait, explain. Explain.
Okay. So when you order an Uber.
Okay. You right, can schedule it, but.
You can schedule it for like, it. What time? It was 11 o'clock. Uh-huh. I scheduled my Uber for 11:40, between 11:45 and midnight.
Marie.
Wait, upon arrival when you saw him or like before?
No.
Before you got there.
I got there a little after 10. He got there maybe like 10:15.
Which is a turnoff for Marie because he got there late.
He got there later.
He got there later.
Yeah, we don't like that shit. We don't like that. I don't like that either.
Well, I'm queen of not being on time.
Sure,
but
sure.
Like, how did I beat you here?
Yeah, that's right? Exactly right.
But it was fine. It was like a nice day. I'm on a rooftop. It's fine. He was online for a while at the bar getting me a glass of rosé. So the date was, you know, after that first hour, actually when I met him, I was like, uh-uh.
When you see him, you could tell. You could say, what are
you? Know.
You know. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And then the conversation was very much me asking him questions. And it was because he texted me when I got home and said, I'm sorry for like if I wasn't on my whatever he said. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I didn't really ask you any questions. He said that.
So he knew there was
no, he knew.
So he knew.
That's also ratchet.
Yeah.
So he knew.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you schedule your car, then you have an out. Because he was like, oh, do you want to take a walk or go somewhere else? I said, oh, my car is coming in 11 minutes.
I texted Marie and I said, hey, how's the date? And she had this GIF or emoji where the person is like yawning. You know, she's like, I'm bort. And I said, tell him that you had a candle at home and it's still on and you gotta get to it.
No.
That seems like an invite back, honestly, yes. Sydney.
No. My house is on fire, so I have to go. My neighbor just texted me.
Like, this is my inn. I can help her. I'm going to. No. Yeah. That's too much.
No.
That's too much.
Next time, schedule the car.
Yeah.
As soon as you see them, as soon as you feel it, as soon as you realize,
you walked
schedule
up
the
and
car.
Scheduled the car.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it was going to save me money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I didn't take it when I scheduled it is because it was going to be like $50. Mm-hmm. But when I scheduled it, it was $26. So I saved myself money. And, you know, I was like, what am I going to do if I'm sitting at home right now anyway? I'm going to be in the house wasting time. Mm-hmm. At least I'm getting some fresh air.
Right.
And I was already out when we went on the date. So it's
Okay.
I'm glad so that I didn't go on the date today.
So, Marie, I like what you do. It seems like you are, like, living your life and a date is sort of like an errand as opposed to, like, I have this date tonight. I really do like that approach where it's, like, one of the things on the to-do list today, we're not going above yes. and beyond. I'll pop over to this date, see what he's right. talking about, and right. pop out. Okay.
It's,
okay.
I was like, I'm already dressed, and I already had on a date wig. So I said, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's see what this looks like. And then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But if it does, then I have a nice night.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's yeah. wise. That's wisdom. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. And I wish I had known before I'd gone out with this young man, whose name I cannot remember.
No. It's okay. Doesn't it's matter. Okay. It's fine. We don't need to know names
do not
here.
Call.
Yeah.
Yes, his name is Do Not Call.
Do Not Call. He knows.
But I wanted to know, Ega, are you, like, because you're such a classy, bougie gal, like, are you looking for love? Are you open to having more fun?
Well, am I?
I mean, you're a woman of prestige. You're on TV, so you can't just be doing anything. But I'm saying,
I can't
like,
really be out here like that. That's absolutely true. And I wish part of me is like that sucks a little bit. But mm-hmm. you know, yeah, I'd ideally end up in a relationship, but it really has to make sense for me to commit to you. I mean, it's really got to make sense. It's got to feel right. It's got to feel like I can't not be with this person, as opposed to like
I can't not be with this
yeah,
person.
Yeah, yeah. As opposed to like I just need a warm body next to me. I don't do that. As opposed to I'm so used to people being around. I'm very independent. So I'd like to be in a relationship, but I'm also simply not gonna force it. So yeah.
Well, that's the right way to do relationships. Yeah. If you force it, it usually doesn't work.
Right.
But you also just got back from a cute little Italian trip.
I did.
You know, they say Italian men love black women. So, you know, what happened over there, sis? Did you meet you a little Machiavelli or something out there?
I did meet an Italian man, but we're not in communication any longer.
You ain't got WhatsApp? WhatsApp? Your WhatsApp is down. Yeah.
I killed him. But no, the mob got him. No, he was a lot. He was a lot and it wasn't correct. But I didn't want to be in touch. I actually met him and was like, I said to him on the date, I don't care if we ever talk again. And then I realized like, oh, that's pretty early on because I'm like, I don't live here. I live in a different country with a 6-hour time difference. Sometimes I'm in a city that has a 9-hour time difference to you. So I'm like, why would we even pretend that we're gonna like keep in touch in any meaningful way? And he said, you don't care if we talk again. I said, oh, because I know that bruises men's ego. So I dialed it back. I was like, oh, you know, I was just being guarded.
Classy.
I gotta protect myself.
Yeah.
So I dialed it back a little bit, and we sorted ourselves out, and I enjoyed my time. I did pay for my meal. I don't know if I enjoyed my time. I wanted to have an experience. I wanted to go on a date in Italy. I did. I was on a mission. And I so
did you
I,
jump on the back of his Vespa?
Yeah, like
talk to us about.
Yeah.
Oh, I was on
with the long piece of bread sticking out the bag.
No, the baguettes.
I wish life was still a movie. Yeah. But no, it's simply not. And I thought about getting on Tinder because I was like, oh, I probably have my full anonymity in Italy. But then I'm like, that seems that feels too risky as a woman by myself. I was by myself when I thought about getting on Tinder. I had like 3 nights on my own in a gorgeous hotel. But I was like, I don't feel comfortable having someone come over here. I don't want to. And the language barrier that people don't, I feel like it was challenging communicating sometimes. So I was like, that doesn't feel right to me. So I was on Raya. Raya doesn't let you choose location, but it does. It sort of adapts to where you physically are. And so it started showing me men in Italy, men throughout Europe. And so I matched with a young man who was in a city that I was going to be going to in like 4 to 5 days. And I initiated the conversation because I had a mission in mind. And so I got us all squared away and set up for a meetup once I got to his city. But I normally wouldn't. Like, this is how I knew I wasn't going to like him. Like, made me initiate. And then even was like, I said, like, tell me what stuff to do when I'm in your city. And he's like, okay, I'll tell you what stuff. And then, like, the next day was like, you know, I'd say
I'd show you myself actually if you weren't with your friends. And I'm like, I never said I was, I've never told you I was with friends. In fact, mm-hmm. as I'm messaging you right now, I am alone, but I can leave, I'm going to be with a friend. I can leave my friend. And he still didn't say, okay, well then I'd love to show you around. It was very like the timidity of it all, but
they
also
be missing it.
I don't like
and
that.
They be missing it. And for me, as a woman who people do get intimidated by, mm-hmm. there it's like, it's hot, one, when anybody, male, woman, female, whatever, when people know what they want and they say what they mean and they mean what they
yes.
say, like that's attractive across the board.
Yes. That's what y'all but say. Like, that's what y'all say.
No,
no, it that's really what y'all is. Say. And no, then when and no. then when a bitch does it, you're like, oh, hold on. You know, actually I'm just like not in a place. Like, no. you know, I'm not ready. It's just, you know.
Who said that?
No.
Who said that?
Who?
They be saying
who,
it.
Who on this call saying
not,
it?
They be saying it. It's not me. It listen, me. If it's someone I'm not interested, I used to reward people for being assertive enough for like to ask me out. Mm-hmm. I would be like, I would never make that person feel stupid because I'm like, I applaud you. Please continue doing this. I want to give you some positive reinforcement, even if it's right. not going to be me, even if I'm not going to do this. Like, I want you to know that this is the correct thing. And I enjoy it. A lot of people appreciate it. Do not grow timid. So I did not like the way he was approaching the whole thing, but I had a mission in mind, you see. So I initiated the conversation. I ultimately was like, no, I can leave my friend. And even then he didn't, you know, ask properly, formally in any way to take me out. And then just very casual about it in an unattractive way, because I'm like, if it is like, even if it is just going to be a little Italian, I'm in town for 2 days fling, I'm like, be sexy about it still. This is not sexy. This doesn't turn me on the way you're approaching this.
But you know what? But you know what makes it even less sexy is we know that those men do exist.
Mm-hmm.
Those men are out there and yes. they're like, you know, you Bella, you know, I'm downstairs of the hotel with the piazza.
Yeah, those guys, like, listen, those guys are out there and they are immediately, they're going to get you a dress and then all of a sudden they're like, we doing anal. These guys, they're going to be aggressive and okay, then they're going to expect listen, a lot.
I would
I'm
like
telling
to enjoy
you.
The experience up until the anal. I would like to enjoy the experience up until he's trying to get me to do anal. I want the, yeah, right. buy me a dress.
Absolutely.
I wish life was still a movie and he bought a dress this and is, said, I'm get on the back of my Vespa.
This yeah. is what my friend who was in Spain for a month told me. She was like, if you're going to Europe, get dressed, put on like a long flowy thing or something bright, something that you feel cute in, and then just like walk to the square or what, like walk to the center of the city or town or the river or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the people who you looking for mm-hmm. gonna find you. Mm-hmm. You know yeah. what I mean? Those mm-hmm. people who are gonna make that move are gonna offer to, you know, put you on the back of their Vespa and give you a tour yes. of the city.
Yes, yes.
That's the European vacation that we aspire to have.
You yes. know who did that? I think Natalie Holloway. She did the same thing. She went
no,
to the square.
She was on a school trip.
No, Natalie Holloway was on a school trip, left her yes. friends. But let me tell you what. Okay. I really, when I was in that hotel room on my own with this giant bed, it was a beautiful setting. I thought, oh, someone should come over here. But I was like, yeah, I did think about Natalie. I said, I'm not about to be Natalie. I'm like, I'm by myself. In the middle of nowhere, I'm having a hard time communicating with everybody. I'm like, this is no. I'm not gonna get the Italian killer. So I didn't.
No.
So I stuck to Raya. I would have been fine with in person, but Natalie did meet someone in person. I think about mm-hmm. her. Anytime I go on a trip yeah.
Every time I go on a trip, I say hashtag no Holloway, and I've been saying it literally since she went missing the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want, you know, no Holloway, but it's also like, I mean, I don't want to live my life in fear all the time.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And I want to have these experiences where I look back and be like, damn, I could have died, but here I am alive, you know? So mm-hmm. I'm hearing all this, you know, apprehensive energy. I'm like, when are you ratchet? When are you just letting the tendrils down?
I let the man.
The tendrils.
Yeah.
It's got to feel right. It's got to feel right. It's a spiritual thing for me when the ratchet comes
out. Oh, Lord have
mercy. It's a spiritual
oh,
thing
girl.
For me.
So it's after church?
No.
No,
no,
but
I didn't go to church.
You go off energies or something like
I
that?
I just was
you
like,
see auras?
We were exchanging on Raya. I was like, this man is obsessed in a very cute, endearing way with his little brother. He has one brother. His brother is truly a child, like a 7-year-old. And I'm like, he's harmless. So he picked me up from my hotel. He picked me up and we went on a date. So like people were like,
was the brother in the car?
The brother wasn't in the car. The brother has a dad. The brother has a dad. But they spend weekends together, I think. So he picked me up in the car. That's risky. That's risky to get in the car in a foreign country with a man I don't know. But I caught the vibes first. Caught the vibes. I feel like on Tinder, you're maybe not going to catch the vibes. I think Tinder is like, I don't know. I haven't been on Tinder since like 2014, but I'm pretty sure now it is purely like, it's basically a prostitution app, right? Okay. Without pay, maybe ring. I have friends. I have friends who are still on Tinder who are enjoying themselves, but they have. Yeah, let's just say that because it's not my business to share.
No. Hey, we are here. We're here for you, Ego.
For me. But I let the tendrils down. I let the tendrils down. But I need to feel it out, and it is a spiritual thing where I catch the vibes and I say, "Who is this person? What do I? Am I getting killer energy or am I getting regular old regular person?"
But I feel like even the way that you talk is very like, and then after that, I want to hear a little bit of mess. Give us a crumb of mess. Maybe you want to hear mess. It's not necessarily something that is going to make you look bad, but like a time that you had to cut somebody off, a time you had to put your foot down, a time that maybe you had to step outside yourself and say, actually, this will not stand.
I mean, guys, anybody who knows me in real life, spends actual time with me, knows that the Baltimore does jump out. I try to keep her contained. I really do, because I used to be cussing everybody out, and I don't want to be that anymore. So that's what you're catching.
What were you cussing people out about back in the day?
Oh, I mean, you're like 17, 18, 19, 20. You're just cussing everybody out.
Right. Yeah.
Every little motherfucking thing. But as an adult in LA, I've told this story before, but this is the most shameful thing I've done.
Ooh, we love shame.
Ooh, yeah.
But
we have no shame here.
I was riding on freaking Vine in Los Angeles, trying to turn right onto Franklin, and this woman didn't move at the green light. It's rush hour traffic. I lightly tapped my horn so as to alert her that, hey, the light's green. You've been Beep. Chilling for That I guess upsets this white woman, and so then she pulls up next to me. It's a hot day. Our windows are down. She pulls up next to me, said something racist, but it wasn't the N-word. She didn't call me a hard R N-word, but she did. It was a little too buck for my taste. And so I had time that day. And so
I mean, you didn't have time to wait for her to make that turn, but you
really didn't.
I didn't. But baby, we're in rush hour traffic. You holding all of us up. This is insane. You do need to go ahead and go through the light. So I had time. I had an hour and a half to kill, actually. Because I wasn't.
So you weren't in a rush at all, babe.
When I tell you, that's yes. Take that. Yes. Listen to what you're saying. I wasn't in a rush, so it wasn't an aggressive horn tap. It was literally like a, hey, hey, neighbor, the light's green. I'm not in a rush, but I was like, hey, you've been sitting here, the light's green. We are in rush hour. I'm not pressed, but the light is green, and you have not moved for some time. I don't know what you're doing, but I don't care. It's not even that deep. So I was like, hey, light's green. That's normal. I don't know what she's mad about, and she has the wrong one. And so she pulls up and says something, windows are down. She actually has the absolutely wrong one. People have found out I'm the wrong one. I'm going to tell you.
Wrong one. I like that title.
Not the
I
right
am not
one.
The one.
I'm the wrong one. And so she pulls up and she says something, but it was a little too buck for my taste. And so then I'm like, well, I have time. So I'm going to follow this woman. Ooh. And and so I'm like, I'm gonna follow this woman because that really just pissed me off. And I pull up to her at a lot because she's now like trying to, because she thought she could say some slick shit and then speed away. And I'm like, I'm a really good driver, also be informed. So I'm like, oh no, and I have time. I have an hour and a half to kill, actually. I was about to go somewhere to just chill for an hour and a half. So I'm like, cool. So I follow her. I waved to my improv teacher at one point while I'm following her. I'm on the phone too. I was like on the phone while I was driving.
Multitasking.
Yes. Waved, see my improv teacher, waved at my improv teacher, talking to my friend, casual catch up. I can't remember which friend it was, what story they were telling me. And I go, hold on. Cause now I've pulled up next to her and I say, hold on real fast. And I want, and my window is already down and I spit in her car.
No! Ego, cut the camera. Cut the camera, dead ass. Dead ass.
Did you hawk some spit or it was already just what was in your mouth?
I hawked some spit. I hawked some spit at her. And I was like, and I don't know what I said to her because I do black out. And I don't know what I said to her. Guys, this is why I'm like this. I meditate. Everyone's like, she's so neat and put together. But I'm like,
yes.
I'm trying to tell you. I need to be centered like this because, ooh. Yeah, I need to be centered like this. This is important to my whole, I need to be like this. It's good for my spirit.
Teach us your ways.
I don't even want to be like that. I didn't even know the Baltimore was still in me like that. And so I told my friend didn't even know what happened because I got right back on the phone. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead with your story. And then I was like, go ahead with your story. And so heard the rest of my friend's story, but I'm still annoyed about this lady. But yeah, I did it. That's not a proud moment because I remember seeing, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the Housewives of Jersey. Maybe it was Teresa Giudice. I've always thought like spitting on someone is just like the trashiest fucking thing. You can.
It's above. It's above ratchet. It's above
below. It's throwing a drink is classier.
Yeah.
Than spitting at somebody. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised.
And
a drink
is and not if classier. Only I. If only I had an alcoholic beverage in my vehicle with me as I was driving to hurl you know, at this like one. A big, even
like a big like a little soda or something.
I don't drink soda, but I understand what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying.
Saying as well.
Yeah.
You don't
I too don't drink soda.
You don't drink soda?
No,
Ego,
I don't drink soda.
Ego, you have to tell me what are you putting in your body? Because you just it's giving me like cleanse. You're always on a cleanse.
No, I eat like candy. 24. Have you seen my Instagram, Sydney? I eat candy for breakfast. You saw me eat a hard-boiled egg just now, but that was like on a mission. I was like on a mission. I just worked out, which is not something I've been very into, but I've tried to change my life because I do eat candy. I eat trash, but even that is quality trash. This is where the like bougie, classy, whatever, is that I eat trash, but it's like good trash.
So, what's
like,
the good trash? What's the best candy?
I like gummies. There's this grocery store, like little specialty market by my place where they sell very like $10 Swedish fish, but they're not regular. They're like
$10
naturally
is it
made.
Zeno? Girl, what kind
of Swedish fish?
Girl, do you need a membership card at this place?
No, you don't need a member. Anybody can walk in and get these Swedish fish. Heidi put me onto them because she knows I like nice shit, but she knows I like candy. I like trash. I will eat candy for breakfast, lunch, dinner. By dinner, I will need a real meal. But no, I'm not. I do think there is this misconception that I am so put together. It's so classy and have
you
it all sorted.
You
I
are.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I love it. I love
you
that.
Went to Italy and you went to Italy and you only posted food. Like I said, is she on her Anthony Bourdain shit? Like, let's go.
That's all I wanted to do. That's all. Like I had said when I got to Italy, before I got there, I was like, my plan is just to eat food. I'm very passionate about food. I don't cook a lot of it. I like cooking, but I don't cook a lot of food, but I really like eating good food. I like quality shit. That's the thing. Yes. I like quality shit. That's all. I like nice shit.
Now, I feel like we usually do this at the beginning of the episode, but you got to tell us about your like family background. Is your mother like a teacher? Is your sister classy? Like, how are you the way that you are?
Yeah.
What's the family?
Especially from Baltimore.
What's the family tree given?
I mean, my mom is a doctor, but we actually didn't grow up. She became a doctor when I was like 9 years old. She graduated medical school. She went to medical school with four kids. She's a single mom. So how am I like this? I don't fucking know. I feel like it's in your DNA. Like, I don't think my mom and I are similar in this regard. Like, she's a lot more... She doesn't skimp on comfort, which is interesting, but she's not going to spend crazy money on her clothes, on a handbag. That's not her. But she doesn't skimp on comfort. So I did get that. We don't penny pinch on comfort, even if you don't really have it. Like, but it's not to flex. It's for her own experience. So I think I got that from her. But otherwise, I think I don't know. It's somewhere in my blood, but I couldn't tell you where. I couldn't tell you where it came from. I don't know. My sister's not like this. My brother's not like this.
I just watch your Instagram and like everything that you post, it's like very curated. You're not getting on there and just talking shit. Just
have you not seen me and Bowen's lives?
Oh no, no, no.
The you and Bowen thing. Yes. We love all that. King.
But even when you and Bowen just talking shit, it's still like distinguished shit, you know?
I love that you think that, and that means my mission, my work is done. I want to be a person whose private life stays private. Like I this is a decision I made. I'm like, what kind of actor do I want to be? I'm like, I want to be a person whose private life. Like, I'm not going to, if I have a man, he's probably not going to be on my Instagram.
Ooh, you going to Issa Rae it?
You're going to Issa Rae.
How about Mary?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. Like, that's, I don't. Yeah,
pop up married.
Yeah, pop up married. I don't want hundreds of thousands of people's opinions or input or thoughts on or all being in my business in that way. I don't, like we yes. said at the top, I don't know these people. I'm mm-hmm. grateful they enjoy what I do share, but I don't know them, so.
But the thing about that is this, there are people who will post every single step of a relationship.
Literally.
That we know the meeting.
Literally.
We know the first date.
It's too
much. We know she spent the night.
Yeah.
We know what the dick got a curve.
Yeah.
We know everything. And then we know that he cheated and had a secret family the whole time. Like mm-hmm, and it's like, now you gotta go and you gotta archive posts.
Yeah.
You gotta delete the
archive.
For me, that feels like too much. It feels like too much work mm-hmm. to do all that. I'd rather talk about the people that I date through memes and mm-hmm. you know, like jokes in the live, but mm-hmm. I don't see a reason why you need to be on my page if there's not a ring on my finger.
Basically, that's how I feel. I'm like, this is, I'm dating you. We are still in a dating phase. There's no reason for you to be on my page. I mean, because we could mm-hmm. break up tomorrow and then.
Right.
And then
a great poet, Cardi B said, ain't no ring on my finger. You ain't going on my gram.
Yes.
And even if, like, I mean, Offset be disrespecting her with the ring.
So. She still find time for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with all of this. I mean, obviously I'm currently in a relationship and, you know, I try to keep it as like cute as possible, but I'm just like, we are just like too beautiful. And I don't think there is enough lesbian representation on the gram. So I have to do my due diligence here mm-hmm. and there. Just pop mm-hmm. a cute photo of us. Mm-hmm. Boom. You know, mm-hmm. we nothing crazy, you know, mm-hmm. bam, we out here mm-hmm. and that's it. But mm-hmm. I understand the girls keeping
that's,
it like
that's all it is. I'm trying to continue booking this work. I'm trying to mm-hmm. continue to have a real life outside of the internet. I know we are in the age of the internet, but again, you know, your girl likes phone calls, right? So I'm not necessarily a, like, my life is on the gram person. No one in my family has social media. Yeah. And so full personality, as far as that goes, yeah, you have to come kick it with me. Like, yeah, I'm probably not giving that to
the gram. Go ahead and drop the Addy.
yeah. We,
not this week. Okay. Okay. First week of August.
Okay. I won't be here. I'm gonna be out of town.
Okay. Oh, all right.
And it's true. It's true. It's true.
Great. You're going back to KKK upstairs.
Yeah. Kerr Honkson.
No, she's going back on her European tour.
I want to go back. I want to go back immediately because now I'm like, I know what to do. I know where to eat. I know what to. I know how I'd move differently too. But I'll be back.
I want to go back to Europe. I did a Eat Pray Ho trip a couple years ago, and I want to go back and do a part two of that.
Where did you
go? In Europe for a full month. Okay. Every country that I went to, I hoed in Paris, Amsterdam, Switzerland. Well, not Switzerland. I was in Switzerland.
Okay.
London and Lyon. So the goal is to go back. I want to go to Berlin. I want to go back to London.
Yeah, we got to do the Berlin. We got to do Berlin.
Like I feel like if I'm doing Italy, I want to be with an Italian friend
mm-hmm.
Just so they can, like, you know, take me to the spots that I need to go to
mm-hmm.
And also translate for me.
Yeah, we need to be with Mateo for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good call. If you could have someone to translate Italian for you, very, very important and very helpful, I would say. Yeah, so yeah. Guys, it's a balance. It's just a balancing act. A little bougie, a little ratchet. Sometimes okay. You're getting more bougie.
You're very well-rounded, and obviously, you know, I don't get to like hang out with you enough because you don't be out of here in the streets as much.
Don't be out in the
streets,
but I
you don't. You don't. You don't. I don't really see you in the streets.
But we've been in a pandemic. I feel like I moved to New York, barely got my footing, and it was like, and it's a pandemic, and so I was ready to be outside. Truly, as this was starting, I was like, okay, I understand. I know where I'm gonna be at. But then the pandemic hit and it kept me in the house. And now it's been hard for me to really get out of the house because now I'm like, well, this is what I do. I'm in the house now. So I'm trying to get out of that.
But we did get to see you briefly at Bowen's house.
Yes, we did.
And that was nice.
That was
actually. So brief. It was nice. That was I forgot that that happened. Yes, yes. That was very nice. No, it was too brief. It was too brief. Like that whole, I feel like I was there for 2 seconds and out, but.
I think we should have a classy bougie ratchet meetup, you know, just getting some of our classiest bougiest and ratchets together and just have like a cute little gathering.
In my mind, it's a dinner.
Mm. Yes.
You know, dinner that none of us are cooking, but a dinner.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would love that for us.
I would as well.
And it's also like, I'm always looking for an excuse to get dressed cute and eat good food and be around people who make me laugh. So
okay, so
let's
happen. We're gonna do it when I'm back. Let's do it. Everyone's in town.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, and now this is where we get like, you know, we're not tests, but we give some tips. If say for instance you want to go out on the town, you know, name like 4 things that you're gonna need, or maybe a place that you need to go to, in order for us to have like a good time with you up to your standards.
But the thing is, no.
Just answer the question, babe.
Sydney.
Sydney. Huh? No. I need these things to have a good time. I could be outside with you guys. I would have a good time. That is not just me saying that to make you feel nice or sound polite. Like, I'm really not as high maintenance, but I'm like, if we're going to do something, we should do good shit. I like good food. I like cute cocktails. I like warm weather. Mm. And I like for everyone to be dressed cute.
if we're going to the...
You know, some groups have that one friend.
Yeah.
That's not, the fashions is not up to them. Yeah.
And that friend is the one that's going to take the picture of everybody. Ego, you're having your steak. How are you having it? What's the temperature?
I graduated to medium recently. I graduated.
What were you before?
I was medium well, and before that,
yes, that's ratchet, friend.
Well done.
My ass was well done.
I yeah, graduated. That's the Baltimore in you.
Yeah.
Right. That's definitely the black lady in you. Because I was talking to my mom today about steak, and she was like, because I was like, oh, I went on this date the other day. They were grilling steak. And my mom was like, did they cut it up and marinate it? And I said, that's not how you cook steak. I said, it would be too dry. Like,
did they cut it up and marinate it?
Girl. I said they hit it with some salt, pepper, grilled it whole, and then they sliced it.
Oh, my mom is like, cook everything all the way through. If I make spaghetti with ground turkey, she's like, but did you boil the ground turkey before you put it in the pan with the...
No, I did not.
No. I'm like, don't do that. She's the one who had me on well-done steaks, and then I got grown, and I was like, okay, medium well. And now I'm like, well. And if it's a good steak... Now I'm like medium. But if it's a good steak medium is wonderful. I'm not going more red than that. I'm not doing that.
I went on a date with this guy. We went to Hibachi and I heard him multiple times tell the dude that the little chef that was making the little volcanoes with the onions. I heard him say, I want my food well done. Cook it. Hard. And I was listening and like he tried to give it to him and he was like, no, longer. And I was like, Everybody else done got their food already. Oh
my it's God. Embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
This man's shift is done now, and you still got him burning this meat. And it was, ugh, wow.
And did you see tragic. Him another time?
I did. I saw him for like a whole year after that.
Okay.
nothing wrong with that, Marie. We've all been there.
We had a good time. Yeah.
My last question, if you have wings, right, mm-hmm. are you using blue cheese or ranch?
Okay, I thought you were going to ask me flats or drums. Okay, but
you can answer both.
Blue cheese or ranch? I'm going to go blue cheese, even though I don't like blue cheese, but I do like blue cheese sauce.
Okay,
as a dipping class. Sauce. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Flats or drums? I'm going to say drums. I don't get the flats.
I like both, and I didn't realize that this was something that people like really debated about. Flats only for me, and it's like, but
flats are ratchet.
Chicken.
Flats are ratchet. I'm gonna flats say flats ratchet. Are ratchet, Marie. But honestly, so many people would. I'm surprised I have anybody in agreement with me right now, because I feel like most people tell me flats. It's flats. It's flats. It's flats, and I don't mm-mm, understand mm-mm. that. I don't get it.
Flats. I gotta break it apart. I gotta suck stuff off.
Yeah, the ligaments. I
like
shit.
Don't act like you're not sucking stuff off. Don't do that, sister.
Oops.
Hold on. I'm not putting my business out there no more, Marie. So you don't need to be talking about what I'm sucking off.
Wait. I have a question before we go, and I can't believe we did not ask this.
Yeah.
Up top.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in a relationship with somebody. Or your friends, whatever the relationship is, a friend relationship, a romantic relationship, they wrong you in some way. Mm-hmm. How are you extracting your revenge on that person?
Ooh.
You're okay. not going to like this answer because it's not juicy. It's not juicy. Mm. I don't
In an ideal
revenge.
World, if you weren't well famous. Like, how
no, I don't even do, it's not even that. I don't do revenge. This is the spiritual zen of me. I'm not kidding. I don't do revenge. Revenge will find you. Like, that'll sort itself out. That'll sort itself out. It always does. And so it's not a juicy
so
answer.
You're not pulling up.
I've never been like, okay, so even when the story's about like a woman popping up at a man's house who's wronged her and slashing his tires, I've never been mm-hmm. in it so deep with anybody that I feel the need to okay. like pull up and really exact revenge in that way. I'm just like, I'm cool on you. And the revenge is yep. I'm not in your life anymore. Take care. And the rest will sort itself out. I've seen many class. People crumble when I just fall back. But that is the class, I suppose. But I'm like, anybody got time for that? I'm not worried about revenge. It always works.
Okay. So we're not talking about revenge. Answer. You're quitting it. What's the worst way you've ever quit a job? How about that? We've the all had jobs worst. That we, right. Or the messiest way. Or the most random way. Like I've quit job. Like the way I used to quit my jobs is I would be walking out on a Tuesday and I'd be like, I'm not coming back tomorrow. And then I just mm-hmm. wouldn't come back. Mm-hmm. Or I would fake moving. Oh, I'm moving to Canada. I can't work here no more.
Candle's burning at home.
A candle's burning at home.
A candle's burning at the house, and I can't come back to work ever again. Right. Man, I would think I have to. How the messiest way I've had to quit a person. I mean, this shit's not interest. Like I don't have. When I told you bitches, I don't have business. I'm like, I don't have business.
You bitches.
Wow. Really, really give it to us, Ego.
Raggedy blick bitch.
No, I'm like, okay. I literally it's don't have fine. Business. I'm like, even quitting a job, I'm like, I've
You're
never.
Doing the 2 weeks.
I'm doing the 2 weeks, but I've also never had a, like this, when I was 14, I worked at a retirement home. This is so not interesting. I was like, I'm about to be class president. I can't do this job anymore. So I was like, today's my last day. Like class president mm-hmm. in ninth grade. Like that's not gonna keep me from doing the job. But that was, otherwise I didn't really have too many jobs I hated. I've had many a job.
Were you class president?
I was. That was the truth. But it wasn't true that it was gonna have any responsibility. I wasn't gonna have so much responsibility that I couldn't have my evening, mm-hmm. part-time, occasional job. So.
All right, I hear what you're saying. Yes. The streets are listening. We'll reconvene with the mess at a later time.
I swear to goodness, I'm trying to tell you guys, really nothing interesting.
Wink.
We're winking. Winky face. We're sending you the emojis.
Wink.
Ego, you honestly, I think you are one of the classiest ladies in the industry. And
well, thank you.
I think I'm so glad that eventually we'll go out and get the Baltimore in you. Out in the streets, hopefully. I'm looking forward to it.
It only comes out when somebody tries me is all. Is this
Only comes out when I'm tried. Mm-hmm.
Only comes out when you drive in and you have an hour and a half to kill. I heard you say that.
Absolutely. And she tried me. I thought, oh, you think you can say some slick shit and drive away? Watch this. You will be spat on in just a moment's time. Anyway, thank you for having me.
Yes. Yes. Babe, can you plug, you know, your Insta, your Twitter, mm-hmm. anywhere where we can catch you?
Let people know what you got going on and where yes. we can catch you, you know, moving forward.
Yeah. You can, I'll be in the next season of Love Life on HBO. So catch me on HBO Max. I think it's if whatever. Yeah. Anyway, and whenever that comes out, I think it's coming out in the fall. Saturday Night Live coming back in the fall as well. And mm-hmm. you can catch me on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram is Eggy Boom. Twitter is Eggy _ Boom because an Esther Wilson has the handle that I need on Twitter, but I will never pay her. And I do say that on every podcast so she knows.
Okay.
I'm not pressed enough to pay Esther, her and her 7 followers.
You said Esther Wilson.
Esther Wilson. Esther's probably like not a young person who like once got Twitter back and whatever and just is holding on to the handle, especially now that she knows someone half wants it. But I'm not pressed enough. But anyway, it's an _ between the Eggy and the Boom on Twitter. But that's where you gorgeous. Can find me. Being classy and minimally ratchet.
Ratchet. Okay.
Well, yes. Thank you for being here, you know, and chit-chatting with us. Sydney, is there anything that you feel like we missed? Andrew, is there anything that you feel like we missed?
The only thing we missed is your phone number. So put that in the chat and I'll email you or I'll catch you on the app. You know what? Mm-hmm. I'll catch you on the app, sis.
Catch me on the app. Catch me on the app. Because unless you're going to call or FaceTime, I'm like, I can't get text.
Sydney is queen of FaceTime.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. Well, that's something.
Sydney is queen of FaceTime.
That's something.
Well, that's something.
I'm going to FaceTime you on Instagram, girl. You're going
to
catch
it doesn't let me. I be trying to FaceTime my friends on Instagram, and it doesn't let me now. And I don't know why it won't. Why my face.
Because it closes down after 30 seconds.
But it literally isn't even an option. Is that what happens? It's faulty, too. It's not even an option for me to FaceTime anyone. But anyway, we'll hang out. We'll hang out.
Yes.
Later this coming month. Let's do it. Let's plan an evening out.
Let's do
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, boo.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, guys. And definitely, you know, get on the good old iTunes, rate, subscribe, review, all those good things. Leave us nice comments and tell friends about, you know, the unofficial expert. Thanks so much.
Come see us live and wear your good clothes. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @ForeverDogTeam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.